Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. A court in Uganda has sentenced a former rebel commander to 40 years in prison for a catalogue of crimes including murder, torture and rape. Thomas Kwoyelo is the first Lord's Resistance Army leader to be convicted in Uganda, and Soy reports.
Thomas Kwoyelo was convicted on 44 of 78 charges, which included murder, rape, kidnapping and pillaging. He received multiple sentences ranging from 5 to 40 years to run concurrently. The former LRA commander could have faced a full life term or the death penalty, but the judges said they avoided both because he had been recruited as a child into the rebel group. The Lord's Resistance Army is accused of carrying out atrocities in northern Uganda since its founding in the late 80s by Joseph Kony, who evaded capture for decades.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's received intelligence that Russia plans to deploy North Korean soldiers to the battlefield as early as Sunday. He described the move as a clear escalation. James Waterhouse reports from Kyiv.
According to Ukraine's intelligence service, the first units from North Korea's army have already started to arrive in combat zones, notably in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukrainian troops seized territory earlier this year. Kyiv estimates 12,000 troops have been training in Russia's Far East and been provided with ammunition, small arms and winter clothing. South Korea has already said it's considering whether to send lethal aid to Ukraine for the first time. Vladimir Putin has told state media that Russia and North Korea have the sovereign right to decide on how to cooperate militarily, in the same way, he said, as Ukraine works with NATO countries.
There's anger in Thailand because it now seems unlikely that anyone will be punished for the deaths of 78 people who suffocated after being detained by the army. Prosecutions must take place within 20 years of an alleged offence. That deadline passes on Friday. Lebanon's information minister has described an Israeli attack that killed three journalists as a war crime. Ziad Makari accused Israel of deliberately targeting reporters while they slept in a guest house early on Friday morning.